That it's closer, Torah is closer to you than any other chachma, because be'etzim Torah is in is a chelak of the person. He learned kol haTorah kol in his mother's stomach. It's be'etzim part of him. He has to now be megala it. But you say that there's no difference. Everybody learned kol haTorah kol. He's a neshama chelak elakayim imal. Hakorav hadover mo'ed beficha bevovcha la'asayse. It's close to you, beficha bevovcha. It's closer to you than understanding how street smart you are. And as soon as he suddenly saw the stira, heirim koylo bocha misanich, he sat down and he cried. And Elyonovi says to him, "Don't worry about it. Everybody's going to have that same answer." And this is what the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to do to you when you come upstairs. And there's a muridika muscle to what went on over here. Yehuda, when he meets Yosef, and Yehuda wanted to put his case forward that Yosef should give Binyamin back. And Yehuda stands there and he tells Binyamin, and he tells Yosef, "You should know that my father's an old man. And my father is so connected to this child, and he already lost one child." And Yehuda goes on, like he gives a lawyer's drosha, "One in the world, and I'm willing to give myself as an eved instead of Binyamin, in order for my father's sake." And he goes on for 20 minutes dashing over there. Anybody who would have been in the hall at that time would have started crying, would have fallen apart. Yehuda is giving his drosha to Yosef. Explain to him the emotional casualty that he'll have on his son, on his father, and who his father is, and he already lost one son, and now he's holding by losing a second son. And Yosef throws everybody out, and he says one thing: "Ani Yosef ha'oid avi chai." Is my father still alive? What do you mean, my father still alive? He's been saying that the whole time. And on that, the Medrash says, "Oy lanu miyoyim atichocha, oy lanu miyoyim hadin." There's a muridika loshen in the Medrash. Listen to the loshen Medrash, and the Medrash wants to know, what's this "oy lanu miyoyim atichocha"? What do you see over here more by Yehuda than anywhere else? And the answer is pashut. What did Yehuda say? Yehuda gave a whole drosha how his father's connected to the kid, how his father's connected to Binyamin, how his father's old, how he will kill him. And all Yosef said was, "Ha'oid avi chai ani Yosef." And they couldn't stand up for the busha. What happened? By saying "Ha'oid avi chai," says Chazal, Yosef turned and said the biggest musa. You were walking around and you gave a drosha now for half an hour with your brothers, saying how choshev it is that Binyamin has to go back to Yaakov Avinu, how choshev it is, and I'm willing to give up my life for this. Where were you 22 years ago when you paskened that I have to be killed, when you paskened to sell me down to Mitzrayim? Where was this drosha? What happened to your drosha? Where were you? Elamai. It's an answer for when it's comfortable for me. On that, Chazal say, "They couldn't stand up." Miroiv busha. What was the busha? Me'ogafrek. He slugged them up from themselves. Their tirutzim wasn't the terrace. The balloon that they built for 22 years. And they were mitzarif the Rebbeinu Shloilem with the Beis Din Shel Nato, and they passed him that he's chayiv misa, and Yosef has a din roidev, and then 22 years that their father was lying sitting there, ba'avelus, nothing, out the window. The halacha is he's going to be killed. And you come along now and you tell me a whole drosha that Yosef, that Yankov has to have Binyamin, etc., etc. Isn't that a stira minei bay? Do you understand what's going on over here? Gufa, the kasha of what you're coming along and saying is the kasha that I have. Ani Yosef, ha'oid avi chai. Is my father still alive? Does that mean, did you take into consideration 22 years ago that my father, what the Yisurim he has to go through? His brothers couldn't answer him. And that's what we're all going to get upstairs. Lefi mashahu, says the Medrash. Everybody, lefi mashahu, will have this kasha, and you'll have the same shtikl Torah. And we all have shtikl of Torah. And we all answer beautifully. I was this, I was that, I couldn't, this, that. And then you're going to come upstairs and they're going to show you, black and white, your own drosha, where your whole balloon goes to pop. Suddenly the balloon bursts. Oilonu miyoyim hadin. Not from the averus that you did. Oilonu miyoyim hatechach, where the Rebbeinu Shalom will show you that you yourself is a stira minei abei. You yourself are giving the same drosh as Yosef, as Yehuda. And where were you 22 years ago? And the same applies to us. We're going to come upstairs and we're going to tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, I couldn't make it. I couldn't do it. Shabbos is too hard. Tzitzis is too hard. Tfilin. Tfilah. Chazal Sashatz. Kaddish. And he'll go through the whole list. And then he'll show you that once you did it, once you put your head to it, once you did it, Ribbono Shel Olam say, you see, you could do it. There you are. You just have to continue. And we make the decision. And we have a koyach, 18, 19, 20, 1 minute's decision. Do I go? Do I not go? Do I push myself a bit harder? Do I try one more zman? I don't understand it. Try again. It's another half an hour. No godel grew because of his kishon. There's no such mitzvahs. Half an hour less, half an hour more than the guy next to you who's got a better head. But at the end, they all get it. Torah belongs to everybody. There's no such thing, I don't have the kishron for Torah. You can turn around and say, I don't have the smother for Torah. I don't have the rotzen for Torah. And that, the Ribbono Shel Olam will prove to you that your rotzen for something else, you had a rotzen. You had seichel, and to be batzliach in business, you do have seichel. Street smart, you'll make it big, that you had seichel. Where was that for Torah? And for Torah, it's easier. And for Torah, there's more siyata d'shmaya. No, the Torah says, you didn't want it. You didn't want it, rotzeach. Take a left turn, not a right turn. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, Al Yavim Machshav Tadova Ze Shoim Nim Tip Sheum Sailom. Don't think in your Machshava. It shouldn't go through your head. What the Tipshim, the idiots from Umas Sailom, of Rav Gome B'nei Yisrael, of the Chachomim, the Gomim of Klal Yisrael, Shakadish Bochu Geyza Al Odom, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Geyza. On a person mitchilas b'riyoser from when he's born, liyos tzaddik harosha. There's no such thing. Ein adova king. There's no such thing. Ela kol adam roi liyos tzaddik kamosh rabenu. Everybody has the koyach to be a tzaddik kamosh rabenu. Oy rosha ki rovin ben nevot. The Rambam brings this down in Hilchos Tshuva for one reason. The Rambam brings it down in Hilchos Tshuva. Because that's a chiluk of our tshuva. We all walk around thinking we don't want to make it. We all walk around thinking we are balabatim over our decision. I'm here for a year and then I want to go and enjoy life. Then I want to go to the real life. Then I want to make it. I'm here for 2 years, 3 years. Then there's peer pressure, then there's parents, and there's this, and there's that. Robschim. Did anybody make a cheshbon that your decision is dairus from Torah? Did anybody make a decision how much the world, how much kvod shemaim you will lose out from that small decision that you think that you're a nothing? And the Ribbono Shel Olam, you'll come upstairs and you'll suddenly realize
how much koiches you really have, and you suddenly realize who you are, what you are, and what the Ribbono Shel'Olam gave you, and then you'll say, Ani Yosef. Then there'll be Oyle Yosef Adin, Lebusha. Because your whole shtickel Torah that you've been living for the last 30, 40, 50 years goes up in smoke. That's what happened to Shiftikah. Suddenly the shtickel Torah that they were living for 22 years, they believed it, suddenly in 2 minutes went up in smoke. They suddenly realized they've been living in this mistake, in this balloon. And that's what Chazal say happens to every one of us. When the Ribbono Shel Olam shows up where you were matzliach, where you were smart, you're good at poker, let's see you at the run. You know how to be a ganef avyenim's cheshbon. Let's see, use your koichos on a shtickle ran, on a shtickle taisus. Das nicht. The decision, whether I go to bed on time, I don't go to bed on time, you think it's a small decision? It's a decision of daira dairus. You think your davening is nothing? You'll come upstairs and the Rebbeinu will show you who you are, what you are. And suddenly you'll realize, wow, it was easy, I could have made it. I've been living in this balloon for 30, 40, 50 years, and it just blew up in my face. My father's still alive. This shtickel Torah that you just told me about your father, where was that shtickel Torah 22 years ago? Elul, 10 more days to Yom Hadin. Has anybody given it any thought? Some of us are thinking, perhaps, I've got so many Averus, I've got so many Peklach behind me, I don't even know where to start. What am I supposed to do? Where do I start from? What am I going to say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What am I exactly going to be when Kavak Koras, Roya Edru, and the Ribbono Shel'Olam is going to go through the gate, and each one of us is going to be judged, and he's going to put this red mark, a strong marker, soft marker, but we're going to be marked. How are we going to get rid of this red mark that we're going to get? And that red mark doesn't mean that if you make it through the year, that's called making it. There's such a thing as quality of life as well. Rishoyim b'chayeim kruim meisim. Rishoyim, when they live, are called dead because they have no quality of life. They don't enjoy life. When the Ribbono Shel'Olam paskens on us Rosh Hashanah that you should have a depressed year, that's called Misa. And you think you made it? You didn't make it. When you go through the year with the ups and downs and the depressions of every yeshiva bocha, and you think you're not making and you could make and you lie in bed and you're giving up, all those atzus dika machshavas, it's called Misa. That's death, because you have no quality of life, there's no simcha. You're not living. That's what's paskened on Rosh Hashanah, because you have nothing to live for. So Rabbi Yenshom says, you know what? I'm not going to kill you. But to live, you're not going to live. You'll make it through on 2 legs, on 4 legs, who knows what. But you won't make it through like a mensch. You will die. That's called the red mark. You didn't have the quality of life. You walk into an Adam Godel. You walk into the Chaim Kanievsky. You see a menuchas hanefesh that you don't find by anybody in the world. Nothing. He's the happiest man in the world. He owns nothing. He doesn't need anything. You find that by the gevirim. You find that by the people out there who are making millions. You find that by the lawyers and the doctors. The menuchas hanefesh of a godel. Chlal nisht. Sadiqim b'chayim, they live, that quality of life. How many people give up millions of dollars just to have that menuchas hanefesh? Just to have that, I can make it through the day, that you feel good about yourself. You talk about America today, that 50% of the population are living on antidepressant pills. Because if you don't pass in Rosh Hashanah, you will die. You're not going to enjoy it. Yeah, it's an oilam from full our noise, oilam hazeh. But you won't enjoy it. I'll pour down oilam hazeh until it's coming out of your ears. You still won't be happy. Because next door neighbor has a bigger house and a nicer car. What are you going to do? Knock down your house 2 years later again? No. You still won't be happy. That's called Nisa. And we think to ourselves, how am I going to make it? I walk into Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. How am I making it? Did I b'chal give it a thought? And really the Rambam says the Yisoid. He brought this down in Hilchus Tshuva. To tell us one big Yisoid. Everybody can be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. A god like Moshe Rabbeinu, perhaps not, because he was in Kabbal Peder. Tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu? Yes. And Rav Chanan explains what tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu means. Moshe Rabbeinu's biggest title that he got from the Rabbeinu Shloilam was he was called Moshe Avdi. He was an Eved Hashem. An Eved is thinking about the Rebbeinu Shloim. What does the Rebbeinu Shloim want? What does my Eved? What is my? An Eved thinks. What does my Odin want? 24/7. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody has that koyach on his level to be an Eved Hashem. That's what the Rambam means. But the Rambam is saying something else here. The Rambam is saying is you weren't born to be a tzaddik or a rasha. It's your decision, and your decision is mihelchus tshuva. That's one thing that we can walk into Rosh Hashanah with. We can walk into our Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, my shtikelach Torah, why the way I am, who I am, what I am, out the window. Out the window. You're going to disprove me. I'm going to be that guy who's the fishman. You're going to disprove me. I have the seichel to do this. I have one thing in mind to walk to Rosh Hashanah. I'm willing to take the right decision. I'm willing to go at it. I'm asking you for siyata dishmaya. I'm willing to go at it. Says the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you want to go for it? I'll help you. The Slalom Rebbe says a muridik avot. Slalom says, the state of gimel svarim niftochim, there are three svarim that are open on Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim, beinoinim, rishoyim. Says the Slalom Rebbe, we're not talking about the old books. Shloisha Svaram Niftochim is not talking about the old books, we're talking about the new books for next year. Rishoyim who sign their names and say, I don't give a damn, I want to carry on the way I am, I'm not going to make it.